Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it became very fashionable at one point to let your Chardonnay soak in oak barrels for a long, long time. And some people thought it was really great, but a lot of people objected to that. And for a while, oak has had a really bad name, but the wine world has learned that a little bit of oak, judiciously applied, can really improve a wine. And you went out and tasted a bunch that have been responsible in their use of oak.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, people normally expect Chardonnay to have some oak. And I think I agree with you. A little judicious oak is actually a wonderful little nuance. If oak is overdone, it is truly not a good thing. I mean, you can have a nuance or you can have a bludgeon, and I think a nuance is good. But we're beginning to see some wines that maybe for the most part you would not see with any oak treatment that are they're adding a little bit, and it's certainly adding some interesting complexity. So here's a couple that I tried, wines that you don't normally these days see with oak. So from a producer called Dogwood and Thistle, it's a 2020 Sauvignon Blanc from Mendocino. It sells for about $24.99. It's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. It's 60% tank fermented and 40% barrel fermented on the lees. That means on the yeast. And then it's 90% barrel aged. The wine is fresh and elegant, aroma of citrus and lychee fruit, over medium-bodied fruit with good acidity and balance. The oak notes are subtle and add a nice roundness. And this is really quite a pretty wine with much to recommend. I think it just sort of takes the edges and makes this a more rounded, almost a sleek wine on the palate. So I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this. I believe it's Remhugte. We will put it on the website. It's called Honey Bunch Chenin Blanc. It's from South Africa, and it's a 2020 vintage. Also $24.99. It's from the Stellenbosch area of South Africa. It's sort of an off-dry South African Chenin Blanc, wild fermentation in French oak barrels, and aged for 1 year on the lees in the very same oak barrels. This produces a wine with a lovely nose of white flowers, peach, and apricot with a little bit of the toastiness that you typically associate with a Surly fermentation. It's rich, as I said. It's a just off-dry finish with bright acidity, which is kind of surprising when you get that off-dry finish, and a long finish, probably age-worthy, like a good Vouvray. Anyway, I really like that one a lot. And here's one from Spain. Typically, if you get a white wine from Rueda, which is a Verdejo grape, there's no oak or anything. But this is an oak-aged Verdejo. It's from Reina de Castilla. It's the 2020. Sells for $20.99. I've never had a Verdejo that was barrel-aged before. And this wine is an interesting blend of sort of old and new world winemaking techniques. The wine is pale gold, sort of a green nuance in the color, an elegant note of citrus with subtle spicy notes which come from the oak, and a wonderful creamy texture, which also I think somewhat ties to the oak. It's very dry with a good crisp finish, perfect for shellfish or grilled seafood. It was a real pleasure. And my wine of the week, just because it's so interesting, was the Remhugte Chenin Blanc from South Africa at, I believe, $24.99.
Hugh, that's really interesting. I've only had a few Ruedas that were oaked, but it's nice to see it done successfully. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.